I do have to say that I accidentally left my printed notes on a printer, which means I'm having to speak off of an iPad, which I've never done before, and it feels weird, and I feel like I'm trying to be cool, like I'm preaching off my iPad. And in fact, what's going to happen is it'll shut down at some point, and I'll lose my place, and it's going to be embarrassing for all of us. So, anyways, we are going to be starting a new series. We've been in the lectionary for years now, and we've been continuing the lectionary, but we stepped out for a couple weeks to talk about some of our core values at the beginning of this year, and I realized it had been 10 years since we had talked about prayer, and specifically the Lord's Prayer, which is a part of the service every week for us. It's something we say over and over again, and to me, it bears reflection, right? It bears us to taking some time and thinking about what it is we're saying each week and what it is we're talking about. And so, beginning next week, we're going to start really getting into the Lord's Prayer for several weeks, and there'll be parts of it we will really crawl through. I'm going to go ahead and tell you ahead of time, probably the first 2 weeks, we're only going to cover two words, okay? So, we won't keep that slow of a pace the entire time, but we're going to really try and drill down a little bit on some of these ideas. But tonight, I wanted to spend a few minutes just kind of introducing that kind of series and looking at the scripture that leads into Jesus giving us the Lord's Prayer in the Gospel of Matthew. And I would love to spend the first few minutes here kind of giving you my resume a little bit and talking to you about all the things I've done in regards to prayer and all the hours I've spent in meditation and all the great mysteries of the universe I have struggled to figure out through all this time of just highly qualified Master of Divinity level prayer. I would love to give you that resume on the front end to start this whole thing. But the truth is, to be abundantly honest, which we try to do in this room, is prayer is something I struggle with. And I know you. That's a bad thing to hear from the preacher, but it's true. I struggle with it. I always have. And I don't just mean that. I'm unmedicated ADHD, and therefore I have a hard time concentrating on anything. That is very true as well. Probably a bad idea to have a screen in front of me right now. I may start watching Netflix halfway through this just because it catches my attention. But even beyond that inability to focus sometimes, it's more of a struggle I've had in different parts of my life with different things going on, and my engagement with prayer is just understanding the philosophy of it. It keeps changing on me. I keep thinking I understand it, and then something doesn't work the way it's supposed to, and then I hear a new theology on it, and I've always kind of struggled with it. I know it's important. I try to make it a part of my life as much as I can, but it's never been very easy to pin down for me. I've had times in my life when I knew how it worked. It was very transactional for me. I grew up kind of knowing that I was kind of one of the good kids, right? Because that's what we were told. I wasn't doing a few of the things you weren't supposed to do, so I was good. God and I were good, which meant all I had to do was just ask God to give me something and really mean it and believe it, and then poof, it would happen, right? And so I grew up believing that, and I kind of had a childhood that was, you know, it was pretty easy on most levels. Like, my family life was pretty good and those kind of things. We didn't have much money, but I didn't know that, and so it worked. That system worked for me for a while. Now, there came a point in my life when God wasn't holding up his end of the bargain, right? I was sincerely asking for things and really believing it was going to happen, and they weren't happening, and I kind of couldn't figure out what was going on because that wasn't supposed to be the way it worked. And then I had those times when prayer felt like, honestly, just a huge disappointment, right? I mean, I, like you, have prayed earnestly for people I love to get better who didn't. I, like you, have prayed earnestly for things to happen that I knew were good things, I'm convinced were what God should want to have happen in this world, and they weren't happening. And it begins to feel like you're just kind of talking to the ceiling, and you don't know what's going on, or why is this not working, or what's happening, and it's felt very disappointing, right? And there's times when prayer, I look back and I realize how kind of silly some of the things I've prayed for were. I've got some range. I mean, I've prayed for cancer to go away, and I've prayed for my football team to win. I've covered all the bases at different points, right? And I've always had a hard time finding a real consistent way that it worked or didn't work or why not. I've struggled with it. It's never been easy for me. I would love to report to you the deeper mysteries of the universe revealed to me in these deep times of meditation where I finally got prayer figured out. That's just not me. I know for sure that I should keep praying. I know for sure that it's better when I do. But if you really tried to pin me down and get me to explain exactly how it worked, it wouldn't take you long to pick apart whatever, explanation I came up with. but I have a saving grace. And so do you if you struggle with this at all. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but maybe some point today you can give me a little nod to let me know I'm not alone. But yeah, you don't have to say amen out loud or anything. I know we don't do that in here. But I have a saving grace as someone who struggles with prayer. And that is, every once in a while, Jesus in Scripture gives you one of these Bible for Dummies moments where you're like, man, I don't know what to think about this. And Jesus says, this is what to do in this situation. And it's just clean, like there's no interpretation, it's just direct, right? And we have that in regards to prayer. We have a straightforward answer from Jesus. This is how you pray. Pray like this. And then he literally gives a script. Pray like this, right? And so that's a good thing. That's a saving grace for me. When I don't know anything else, I can go back to pray like this, and I can pray like that, right? And there's been many times in my life where I had more questions than answers, but I could at least have that. And the Lord's Prayer has been this very consistent thing for me for that reason. And it's part of why I think it's important for us to do it each week, all the time. But tonight I want to look at a few of the verses that lead up to this teaching, lead up to Jesus looking at everyone saying, okay, do this. Just say this, right? Matthew 6, 5 through 8 says this. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. That word comes from a word about actors, someone who wears a mask, pretend to be something they're not. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like the pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And right after this, we'll get into next week, is where he says, pray like this, right? And we get into the Lord's Prayer. And I kind of like anything, any teaching that start off with negative. Like, here's what not to do. I respond to that. I don't know why. I like it. I like for you to lead with don't do this, and then you can tell me what to do. I don't know why. It works for me. And I like this for that reason. There's a few do nots right here. There's a couple things we can get out of the way before we jump into the Lord's Prayer next week. And the first one, and this is a really important one, and this is really going to be the main theme tonight, and that is get over the idea that prayer is some kind of performance. Get over the idea that prayer is some kind of performance, that it's in some way hinged upon how well you do. Performances may happen in front of a group or may happen in your room by yourself, but get over the idea that it's about a performance. Prayer is not a performance. Now, this may seem like a no-brainer like to you because you think performance, right? I've never tried to impress a girl at a party by praying in front of everyone to get her to like me, right? You know, I may pick up the guitar and play a few things. Hey, ladies, how are you? But I'm not going to, you know, roll out a very verbose prayer. But whether or not you were like me, and I constantly get asked to pray in public, and so it's a legitimate temptation for me to put together something flowery to make everyone go, oh, how spiritual is that guy? Did you hear that prayer? And it happens sometimes. You'll pray and someone will come up and be like, that prayer, that is something. And they'll kind of pat you on the back and you're like, I feel weird. I don't think this was supposed to be, right? Now, you may never get asked to pray in public. And if so, God bless you. What's that like? That's got to be kind of fun, actually, to just go to an event and no one asks you to pray. But even if you only pray by yourself, you, I imagine, if you're anything like me, are tempted to perform, to believe that your performance is what really matters. You got to hit the right notes. You got to say the right things. You got to do it in the right order. You got to do it correctly or you won't get the result you want out of it. I mean, am I the only one that struggles with that internal monologue when I pray? That thing that kind of says like, okay, am I doing this correctly? Am I spending too much time on this? Am I being a little too selfish here? This internal monologue that's just questioning the whole time? That somehow God is sitting up there like Simon Cowell deciding whether or not I get the gold ticket to get my prayer answered. I'm sorry, Mike, I'll give you a 6 out of 10 on that prayer. So you will not win the lottery this year, but I will give you a moderate raise at work. If I could have hit the right notes, I would have made a lot more. Right? And we laugh about that idea, but that is really kind of how we approach it. The strong implication, in fact, what Jesus is largely trying to combat with the Lord's Prayer is the sense of performance in prayer. Let go of the endless words. Let go of the flowery language. Let go of the standing up in front of everyone and trying to impress anyone. Let go of it. Right? If your performance had anything to do with it, that would indicate that God will only know something, only become aware of something, only do something if you get it just right. And I'm happy to report to you, you're not that important to the process. It's not all hinged on you, and that's good news. You know, you don't have to go through all the, okay, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, eye of newt, mix it up, I get what I want. Right? Jesus literally says, don't be like that. God already knows what you need before you ask. You're not trying to impress God. You're not trying to inform God of something God doesn't know. You're not trying to, you know, work out a performance that inspires God to do something that God wouldn't have done otherwise. Let go of the performance. God already knows. God already is. Prayer is not a matter of informing or changing God. God is already God. God is not dependent on your perfectly scripted incantation. Thankfully for all of us, this is true. So let's let go. Let's not go into these next few verses with an eye towards improving our performance or improving God's response time. That is not the kind of prayer that Jesus teaches. You don't have to perform. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to get everything just right. You don't have to know exactly how it all works. You don't have to have all those answers. It's okay. Jesus still gives us something to say. And at the end of the day, even if you don't know how it works, even if the whole process is a mystery, we can be changed by prayer. And if nothing else, it's worth it for that. You're not here to perform. We don't have to understand all the mysteries of the universe to know what we are supposed to do. First, remove the pretense. Forget the performance. God already knows what's in your heart, in your head, and in your soul. You don't need to pretend. You don't need to act like anything you're not. You don't have to do any kind of performance. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you don't know exactly what to say by yourself in that room, if you don't know how to plumb the depths of the universe in that time required, if you don't know how to meditate in a way that puts you in union, perfect union with the creator of all the universe, if you don't know all the answers to all that, at the end of the day, in that room by yourself, when you have that deep-seated sense that things aren't what they're supposed to be, when you have that longing to live in a way that more closely falls in line with what matters most to you and to your Creator, when you aren't sure how to express it or what to say or what to do, you already have the words. Jesus gave them to us. It's okay. And at the end of the day, if that prayer is good enough for Jesus, it's probably good enough for us. So as we get into this series in the next few weeks, as we begin to unpack kind of the theology and what all is going on in the Lord's Prayer, go in with an eye towards being changed. Not improving your performance, not getting God to do something you want God to do. Because I think what we see as you walk through this prayer and you think about what it says is it's really mostly about changing us. It's okay you don't know all the answers. It's okay if you're sometimes confused. We have a script. And sometimes that's enough. All right, let's pray.